Amid tight security, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrives for the funeral of Shinzo Abe. Other former leaders were also in attendance at this private ceremony for family and friends. But the assassination of Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister has stunned many, and some of the world's most senior diplomats traveled to deliver their condolences in person.
I shared with the Prime Minister letters to the Abe family from President Biden, and we simply want them to know that we deeply feel their loss on a personal level as well.
As the funeral ceremony was performed inside Zojiji Temple, large crowds queued outside to lay floral tributes.
There was a sense of security when he was Prime Minister. We felt safe with him in charge of the country, and I supported him. So this really is quite unfortunate.
He was my favourite Prime Minister, so I came here to say goodbye.
Many others had come to do the same.
Thousands of people waiting quietly and patiently to pay their final respects to Japan's former Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. The air heavy with the scent of the floral tributes they've brought, but also a sense of disbelief that a man who loomed so large over Japanese life for more than a decade is so suddenly and violently gone.
As the ceremony concluded, a hearse containing Abe's body turned onto the streets. Spontaneous applause and cries as mourners bid him farewell. The funeral cortege passed the offices of the Liberal Democratic Party, which he led to three election victories, and a brief stop outside Japan's Diet, the parliament, for lawmakers to pay their respects. Finally, driving past the office of the Prime Minister, that he occupied longer than any other, now leaving for the last time. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.
Tomihiko Taniguchi served as special advisor and speechwriter for Shinzo Abe. He says the former prime minister was held in high regard by Japan's allies.
Mr. Abe, especially when he came back in office the second time after recovering from his long illness of ulcerative colitis, was very much a determined conviction politician, determined to give clearly defined goals for Japan's future. It's been extremely rewarding, I have to say, to work with such an individual whose compass, moral compass, is very much unshakable. Without Japan's security bill that Shinzo Abe spent so much amount of his political capital, you couldn't build an adequate amount of deterrence as against Japan's neighbors, Russia, North Korea, China. One should take into consideration this country is faced with those three undemocratic nuclear powers. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison both called Shinzo Abe visionary leader and their mentor. Shinzo Abe has built very good rapport, not only with Donald Trump, but also three successive presidents of the United States, two prime ministers of India, three prime ministers of the UK. So his focused attentions on big picture sort of issues has earned reputation from among his G7 colleagues, I'd have to say.